That's one thing. You know, it's one thing to be a drinking man, but you got to know when not to drink. There's times in life when you're just not allowed. And actually, one of those times is when you're trying to get you some action. Yeah, that's when you want to moderate your drinking. You want to keep a keen sense of what's going on about you so you can talk your way into a slice. I came home from work one day, and there was Daddy with his usual beer in his hand. At the time, I was dating this girl by the name of Velma. And I was shocked to see her in there talking to him. I said, "Velma, what are you doing here talking about Daddy?" Daddy jumped up and said, "Son, Velma's here telling me that you jackrabbit that thing." I said, "Velma?" She said, "Well, it's true, Nino. You're like a jackrabbit. I mean, no sooner than we start hobbling, it's brrrr, you're done." I said, "But you don't got to be talking about it with my daddy." He said, "Son, Velma did the right thing in coming to me. I worry about you, son. You got to please women. Now, let me see your technique." I said, "Daddy, I don't want to be hobbling Velma in front of you." Daddy said, "Velma, do you mind?" She said, "I don't mind if it'll make him a better lover, Mr. Greaseman, Daddy." He said, "Damn it, son. Take them pants down." So I dropped trial and I'm very embarrassed. Velma's like, "Show your daddy now." So I get doodad deep and I'm like, Daddy shook his head and said, "That's a sorry display if ever there was one. That's terrible." He said, "Son, let me show you how it's supposed to be done." I said, "Daddy, that's mine." He said, "Velma, do you mind?" She said, "No, Mr. Greaseman, I could use a good long stroking." So Daddy got in there. He said, "Son, see how you do this now? See the way you're supposed to clench and unclench your butt cheeks? Look how I'm doing it. See, I can hold a pencil right now. Yeah. See the way she's getting into it? Now look what I do. I reach around here. A little finger in the old bum. See this? Now look at that look on her face. She didn't have that look when you were pouring a cold dirt here. Yeah. Now what you want to do is get the doodads to slap. Now you get them. See them? See them? I'm watching this whole thing. I'm horrified. There's my daddy's boil-covered butt, my girlfriend. And to make it even worse, she achieved the Shangri-La like she never did with me. Her head was back and the veins in her neck were sticking out. She was like, "Ah, oh, God." And then Daddy was like, yeah. He said, "Now you can also do a full facial speckling. Look at this." There she was, face upturned gleefully. Well, I had little tears going down my cheeks. I mean, that's a hell of a thing. He said, "Son, you can hover like that. All it takes is a little concentration. Now, come on. Let's give her what for now that I got her lubed and ready for you. Huh? Try it again, son. Try it again." So she's like, "Come on, Nino. You can hover like your daddy. Oh, that was shep." So I'm getting 10 hunt all over again. Just as I'm getting ready to bury that thing, Daddy says, "Hang on a second." He went into the kitchen to the drawer where we keep all the knickknacks, odds and ends, pliers and stamps, string. Comes out with a handful of rubber band. He said, "Turn and face me here." So I face him 10 hunt, and he gets down on his knees and he starts double jointing rubber bands and putting them all up and down the hydraulic. I'm looking down at that. I said, "Daddy, what is this?" He said, "Trust me, son. These are speed bumps."
The Grease Man Show.